GMAE, everybody. Good morning, afternoon, evening. My name is John Willett. Welcome to episode 13 of Potholes and Cadillac Dreams. I'm sorry. I know last week we didn't have one. I'm going to be honest. I'm always going to be honest with those of you that are kind enough to listen to my podcast or to watch my YouTube channel. I wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't feeling it. I was searching for topics. I was searching for things to talk about. I was searching for things that, you know, just even random stuff. I almost felt like doing a Walter Winchell slash Larry King slash whoever you've ever seen do like quick little topics and then move on, quick little topic, move on, that type of thing. I just wasn't feeling it. So my apologies to you all if you were looking for an episode. I think this is appropriate. We weren't able to get him last week, but I can tell you that for the next few minutes, you will be watching my friend Jeff Hetrick and I chat about what I have referred to as the story, which is November 5th, 2006, the Redskins-Cowboys game, where I unfortunately, for me, drank a fifth of Jack Daniels. Jeff was with me during the whole thing and has some insights and some things that I did not remember concerning that day. And so without further ado, my friend, Jeff Hetrick. We bring to the microphone, in the words of the late, great, immortal Larry King, my best friend in life for 47 plus years, my buddy, Mr. Jeff Hetrick. Hold your applause. Hold it now.
Thank you.
Okay, now you may stand and applaud. Feel free. There you go. Beautiful. Buddy, as you know, we've been trying to figure this out. And of course, being old, as we both are, we decided that Zoom would be the best way. And of course, you know, we're on a limited time frame, so we may have to have a part B on this whole thing. Okay. So why don't we start at the very beginning? We know it was November 5th, 2006. We know that we went in your fabulous Redskins van to our FedEx field. We knew it was the Dallas-Washington game. We know we prepared all kinds of great things. And what do you remember about that initial part?
Well, I remember that if I'm not mistaken, that tailgate was in part sponsored by Bob's Old Beds. you've heard of that. They have been, you know, serving the Eastern Shore of Maryland since 1965 with various used mattresses and spring and box springs that contain various, you know, human excrements and fluids. So
as a matter of fact, I remember that your son, Michael, had prepared a fabulous poster for us, and only we thought it was funny.
That's
and we took
true.
Pictures of various terrible businesses, and
yes,
we made big little posters of them, and we said this part of the tailgate sponsored by.
But I think our favorite was Bob's Old Beds.
Bob's Old Beds. Would you move a little closer to your microphone for me?
To the microphone.
You all heard that in podcast land. He actually had to move toward his screen because he's old and he's basically just laid out. He won't even sit in a chair. He's just kind of sad. So
let me sit up and look presentable. There we go.
And of course, I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, his hat said is what it is.
Yeah.
And what it is at the moment is I don't think he has any pants on, which is very disturbing to me personally. So those of you listening in podcast land,
yes,
just thank your lucky stars you're not, you know,
When I teach part time virtually, I, you know, never wear pants. So I figured, you know, why dress up for this?
I particularly for this. Note, yes, the phrase that pays their kids is for this, which is,
yes,
you know, us just horseshitting around basically. So Bob's Old Bed sponsored us. We get to the, yeah, we get to FedEx Field. We get our usual spot, which I believe was H31.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think it was
around
because we had two spots, and then we had the area that people don't park in, and we used to put our crap up there.
That's exactly right. We used to park the van in the middle of two spots.
Yes.
And when we would get to the tailgate, we all had a roll, and But if I'm not mistaken, that particular day, it was you and me.
Yes.
It was my nephew at the
Yeah.
time was about 35 or maybe 30 to 35 years old. His son, who was 9, who had never been to a Redskin football game, and my other nephew, who was 15, who had never been to a Redskin football game. So I was in charge of my nephew and his child and my other nephew, two of which were below the age of 18, one of which was
Yeah.
below the age of 10.
Yeah.
And
Forgot about that.
forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah.
And
Is
so
this
they
one of
were.
those things where you had told me previously before we went on the air that, oh, there are a few things you forgot?
Yeah, there's a few things you forgot.
That would be one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
I was in charge of, making sure they were going to have a good time, and so we picked you up, and you had 3 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yes.
Yes,
So it's a good
which you
thing.
normally would have, and you had a little cooler with you, and you had a thermos of coffee.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. And which you normally brought.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
However, comma, there was something else I brought that particular day.
Well, I know, but we'll get to that.
Oh, goody. Because that's really the part that folks are waiting for.
That's the story.
That is basically the story. Yes, it is.
Yes. So we got there and we set up, we put two tents up and I had a grill. And I don't know if guy used to park behind us that had the gas powered blender, which was so unique at the time. We made frozen margaritas and whatnot. But for whatever reason, that particular day, when the tailgate started, all right, you and I had very little contact with each other throughout the 3 hour tailgate.
That's
I was
true.
entertaining my nephews and whoever everybody was. You had a bunch of friends coming over, which I didn't know very many of them. So you were over doing your thing and your part with your friends, and I'm over doing with my relatives and people I'm supposed to be taking care of.
Right.
And so, we had a good time and you seemed perfectly normal and having a good time. Everybody was just, cheering up. And so when everything was getting close to the game time, we did what we normally do. We sent everybody to the game.
Right.
And you and I stayed and cleaned and packed up the van.
Yes, we did.
And at some point during that process, one of us would look at the other one and we would say, "Why are we breaking up a perfectly great tailgate to go see this crap?"
Right.
Right?
Because
Because at the
generally
time,
it was.
at this particular time, the Redskins were horrible. All
Yes, they
right.
were. They weren't good.
So I didn't. I, you know, you seemed very normal. You seemed like your normal self. I mean, we both had something to drink. I had some beer. And you probably had something in your coffee, which many times you did. But we packed everything up. We were fine. We walked in basically straight lines toward the stadium. We
Thank you.
didn't have to hold each other up.
Right.
And we marched into the stadium and we go all the way up to our seats, which were about 5 rows from the roof.
Right. Really
I
expensive
remember
seats.
it was row 26.
Yeah, we were up there.
We were up there, and there's two steps for each row. So that's 52 steps from the portal up to our seats.
And we had no challenge
No
negotiating with.
challenge at all. And you sat on the aisle, and I sat one in, and my rest of my folks, my nephews and step nephews or second nephews, they were all sitting next to me. And then as we didn't get sat down, we weren't sitting for a minute. And you turned to me and said, "I'll be right back." And you went down the stairs. So I'm thinking, well, you can't be hungry, right? I mean,
Can't be
there were
hungry.
3 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, and there's none left now.
Right.
And I had about four, and I think my nephews had maybe, I don't know, maybe they had, six, eight or whatever. So he can't be hungry.
Can't be hungry.
No.
No.
So this was right at the start of the game. All right. It
Right.
was like him, it's like, 12 minutes to go in the first quarter. Down you go.
Right.
Well, you don't come back.
I don't come back.
You don't come back.
I don't come back.
And now we're in like the end of the first quarter.
Yes, we are.
So I'm thinking to myself, should I go check on my buddy? He's all right.
He's fine.
He's
He's
fine. He
okay.
probably found somebody that he knows. He's talking to them. He's
Yeah.
doing something better than watching this game because at that point, I think we were losing. All
Yes.
right.
I
And
don't know when it
so
was
all of a
something
sudden,
better.
I'm just about ready to get out of my seat and head down the aisle when I see the security guy. All right. One of the, I think they wore yellow t-shirts or whatever, and it says security on the back or whatever, coming up the aisle. And so it comes all the way up to where I'm sitting. And he looks at me and he says, "Would you happen to know the person that sits in this seat?" I said, "Yeah, he's a buddy of mine." "Well, you need to come with me." And now I'm thinking, what trouble has my buddy gotten himself into? All right. I'm always the one that's supposed to keep you out of trouble.
Right. That was your
That was my whole role in
role in
life
life.
time, was to keep you out of trouble. So we go down and we get down. He said he's in the infirmary.
Yes, he is.
Really?
Yes, he
So
is.
as we're walking toward the infirmary, he's filling me in on the details of what is going on. He
Yeah.
said, it was reported to us by someone that your buddy passed out in the John in the bathroom.
Which is true.
I said, "What do you mean passed out?" "Well, we found him passed out with his head on the toilet." And you got to remember, it's a public stadium, right?
Yes.
And we're up in the cheap seats.
Yes, we
So
are.
we're not in a suite where,
No.
the bathrooms are kept clean.
No.
We're in a public bathroom in a stadium.
Yes, we are. And I certainly was.
And you are passed out
Yes, I
with
am.
your head on the toilet.
Yes, I am. That is exactly where I was.
So at that point, I'm thinking, "Oh Lord, this is going to be good."
Good.
So,
I wouldn't have put it as good, but okay.
was good for me.
I was great for you.
So
Couldn't have been better for you.
we go to the infirmary, and I walk in, and you are bent over. You're in like airline crash position, your head between your legs, holding on to a chair in front of you with your head buried in a bucket.
Yes, I was.
And
It's all true.
you
All
are as
true.
white, as a ghost.
Yeah.
And I look at the paramedic, whoever it was in there, and I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, we think he has alcohol poisoning."
I think he did too.
I think you did too. Well, it comes to find out that you had consumed the entire bottle, a fifth of Jack Daniels.
Yes, I did. In fact, during that 3 hours that you and I weren't talking, that
Yes,
you
that's what you
supposedly
were
kept me out
doing.
of trouble, I was getting ass deep in trouble.
Yeah,
That's where I was.
you drank a thermos of coffee, a fifth of Jack Daniels, and about two dozen Krispy Kreme donuts,
Don't forget the whipped
which
cream on top of the coffee.
with the whipped cream on top of the coffee,
Yes.
right?
Whipped cream on
Which
top of the coffee.
all right,
Yeah.
which back in the days of John Belushi would have been considered a breakfast of champions, but it wasn't for
However,
you.
no. No, it
Not for
wasn't.
you.
So
So
you see me
I spent,
there.
yeah, and I spend the rest of the game virtually sitting there with you, not knowing what's going to happen. Are they going to take you to the hospital or what? You're not speaking, you're not saying a word, you can't keep your head out of the bucket. All right. At this point, it's just you're not, it's just you're just blowing dry. You got nothing left in you, man.
Sure. Yeah, it was not good. It
It was
wasn't
not
good.
good. It was good for me, buddy.
I know. You have mentioned to other folks that had you had a camera
Oh,
at
yeah.
this
Oh,
particular
absolutely.
moment.
That's the only thing I regret. Looking all back on the entire situation, the thing that I really regret is that the security guard didn't come up and get me when they first found you in the toilet because I had a camera with me. I had my phone, which has a camera. But that would have definitely been the best holiday card ever. Greetings from FedEx Field.
Thank you.
If
That's
you
great.
land there with your head on the toilet, it would
Get
have been
my head on.
fabulous. It would have been
And
fabulous.
just to remind you of something that I think you told me earlier is that when the EMTs did break open, by the way, they broke open the toilet, that when my head was on the toilet, I was on maybe something that I had brought up, you know,
Yes,
that was just laying in it
you
because.
were landing
In goo, yeah.
in pew. But now they had kind of wiped you up by the time I saw you. They had given you a towel or something and wiped
Really?
your they but it was still there. I mean, but they had kind of, or either you tried to do it with your hands. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
That's great.
it was fabulous. It was absolutely fabulous. So then I think it was about halftime or maybe a little after that. I went back up to our seats to tell, my
15-year-old and
30
the 9-year-old.
and the 9-year-old
Which I completely forgot about
that my
until this
buddy
moment.
is
Great.
yeah
Just hammered out of his mind.
is God's only drunk in the toilet.
Yeah, I was very, very
He was
inebriated.
God's own drunk. You were God's own drunk that day, buddy.
And a fearless man, by the way,
And a fearless man.
except of course when I brought my head up, and then of
Yes.
course I couldn't.
So anyway,
Great.
the thing I regret about that day is the fact that the Redskins made a remarkable comeback in the last 2 minutes of the game and won the game. And how
Yes, they
much of it
did.
did I see?
You
None. Zero of it.
nothing. I think
Neither.
if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that game voted one of the top 10 all-time regular season games in Redskins history? I believe it was.
Sean
Either the
Taylor,
Post or the
the
Stars or one of the papers brought it as that and
Sean Taylor, the unfortunately he was, shot and killed, but he would have been in the Hall of Fame probably as a Redskin safety.
yes, he would have.
Basically turned the game himself in the last 2 minutes of the game, by recovering a fumble and picking it up and running it on a kickoff of all things. And then the Redskins hit like a 54-yard field goal to win it. So yeah,
And
it
did you
was
see any of that?
No.
Why didn't you see any of that?
Because my buddy was God's own drunk
Yes, he
that
was, and a
particular,
fearless man.
a fearless man that day. That's why I didn't see any of it. Neither did the 9-year-old nephew of mine, and neither did the 15-year-old nephew, because at that point, I had gone up and gotten them because and brought and was bringing them down to the infirmary because I didn't know what was going to happen at that point. They were
No, of course you
saying they
didn't.
thought you were okay at that point to for me to transport you home, which I was skeptical about, very skeptical about.
I'll
But
bet.
anyway, they said, no, I think he'll be all right. He's kind of tuned, is too, he's kind of, knows where he is and knows his name. And
Barely.
so
Barely.
barely. So anyway, they had to. I said, well, there's no way that I'm carrying him out to the van. That's not happening. All right. So they put you in a golf cart. They took you out to the van. All right. And they got you in the van and you're in the front seat. And I'm in, the other folks are in the back.
Oh, by the way,
And
I do want to point out that my buddy is an extremely intelligent man, and he already had his front passenger side window rolled down because he knew that basically I was going to be a dog through the whole
yes.
ride home and just have my head out the window. So
So
just want to bring that up.
it is true.
It
But
is
I don't know
true.
if you remember this, but the before we ever left the parking lot, all right, I turned the car on before I ever even put it in gear. I turned to you and I said, buddy, if you blow grits in my van, I will pull over and drop your ass off. I don't care where we are. Right? Because you are not gonna have an accident in my car.
I
All
didn't,
right.
but you had already rolled the window down. See, you
I'd
were
already
prepared.
rolled the window down.
You were
Yes, I'd already
prepared.
rolled
That's
the window
good.
down. So anyway, on the way home though, you had kind of come to a little bit, and you did say, I think you're going to have to call Sharon. That was your second wife.
Yes, it
I
was.
think you're going to have to call Sharon and tell her that she's going to have to come pick me up. But don't tell her that
Don't.
I drank a fifth of Jack Daniel. Just tell her that I had food poisoning.
Yeah. Did I come up with that? I thought you
Yes.
would come up with that. Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. One of
One
us
of us
came up
did.
with food. One of us came up with food poisoning.
Yeah, one of us did.
So I called her and I told her, I said, Sharon, you're gonna have to come pick John up because he's really, really sick. And the first thing she said, is he drunk? And I said, no, I think he's got food poisoning.
Oh, you lied to my wife. Oh my God.
I'm thinking she saw right through that, John.
I think she might have. Yeah, I
But
think she did.
you were down and out for a couple of days, if I remember.
Yes. Ultimately, this is the phrase that I got from Sharon, who, as
Yeah.
you know, I'm still friends with.
Yes.
I'm sure she would come on at some point and agree with all this. She said, and I quote, "You son of a bitch. You are going to get to call in from work tomorrow, but your ass is going to be at work on Tuesday morning." And so it was. It was not until, and I have told this kind of a quasi story, it was not until Thursday afternoon that I started feeling relatively normal. So that's why I don't drink anymore like I used to, because it
Alcohol
was a
poisoning. There's no question.
four-day hangover.
Yeah. Certainly had alcohol poisoning. There was no question about that.
Oh, I had, that's what everybody seems to say. Everybody says you had alcohol poisoning. Why they didn't take you to the hospital is beyond me. But that's what I had. But it was self-induced. So that's, you know.
Sure. I don't know if that makes a difference, but
Well, you know, I in EMT's minds, maybe it didn't. It's just some drunk
it
and
didn't. I don't know. But all I know is that was a missed golden opportunity. If they had just, or if I had come down, if I had walked down there maybe 10 minutes earlier
and looked for me.
and looked for you and found you in that condition, that would have been the all-time best holiday card ever.
What
So
I love, what I truly love about this statement you just made is that you wouldn't have helped me. You wouldn't have said, oh my goodness, buddy, you poor man, what have you done? You poor thing, let me help you. No, you would have stood there. And you would have taken pictures of my drunken, nasty ass face laying on the toilet seat where thousands and thousands of bare buttocks have been, covered in my own poop. Yes, there were two children there. I have never remembered that in my story, whenever I've told it, but there were two kids there, one age 9 and one age 15. Yes, they got to see Uncle Jeff's friend John in a terrible, terrible state of alcohol poisoning, essentially. So, didn't remember that part of the story, boys and girls. Did not remember that. That is it's very bad. But luckily, I think the statute of limitations is run, so I think I'm okay. So, we end episode 15. We're going to be at 13. 13, not 15. 13. We're going to get to 15, a couple weeks. We end episode 13 the way we end episodes 1 through 12. Demi Bennett, Demi Bennett, Demi Bennett. If any of you out there, maybe somebody new to my podcast or new to the YouTube channel, knows Demi Bennett, you know what Demi Bennett does. The reason we want to chat with her is because if you are new, I'm 67 years old and I'm still working. I'm working 40 hours a week. I've made lots of bad life choices, which is why my podcast is called Potholes and Cadillac Dreams. I have stepped in lots and lots of potholes, but I still remain wishing and praying and hoping that one day I'll have that Cadillac that never leaves me. So to talk with a young lady who has succeeded beyond maybe her wildest expectations or her wildest dreams, I think would be really, really cool. I think the difference between us would be interesting to chat about. So if you know Demi Bennett, please, I would love to chat with her. I know she would get nothing out of this. I know she is, she's doing extremely well, if you don't know who Demi Bennett is. But I would love to chat with her and love to find out how someone begins her profession at the age of 16 years old, which is when she began, and has progressed to an amazing height. And it would be fun to just kind of compare notes and see. I think everybody listening to us would learn quite a bit both ways. Maybe what to avoid and also what to do if you want to really succeed in life. So Demi Bennett. And then my friend, I said last time that I was going to send her a copy of the episode, which was episode 12. I did not. Christy Martin Salters. I would love to have you on the show. Just to chat about what you've been up to and what you're doing right now and talk about Christy's champs and all of that. I'm going to try to make a little video for Christy of all the times that I've mentioned her and maybe send that to her, and hopefully we can get her on the program as well. Now that I figured out how to do it, sort of, quasi, I'm doing some research on doing it a little bit better than we did today, but we'd like to have some more guests on. So that's it for now. I thank you very much for listening. I thank you very much for watching. As always, please like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe. Oh, heavens to Betsy. If you do nothing else today, please like and subscribe. Thanks for watching, listening, Potholes and Cadillac Dreams. I promise you I will see you next week. We'll have some good stuff for you. In the meantime, have a great, great weekend. Have a great week, and I will talk to you later. Bye.